life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature. Now, daily.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Hey, it's Miguel, Holly, and Scotty, dear baby. We are here with you. It is Friday that we're recording this. Yeah. You may be listening this weekend. Holly.
What?
We just had a moment here in the studio. So Scott and I live together at Chateau Opera with my boyfriend and our roommate Dylan. And so we just say like the dumbest things behind the scenes that like really like they have no meaning.
No.
We're just like saying stuff.
I know.
And right before when I looked up after we said, I don't even know what we said now.
You said something was amazing.
Yes.
No, I said, I'm amazing.
Yeah. Which is fine. I'm like, oh, I'm here for it.
And then what did I say? I don't even know.
You said, you are amazing or something like that.
You just were basically like volleying an amazing ball back and forth between each other. That's fun.
And then I looked up and you had this look on your face like you just got a text saying, your house is on fire or something. Like, you just had that, like, I just got some bad news.
Bad news?
And
really?
Yeah, that's what your face looked like. Like, you were like, I got bad news, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to, like, be crazy.
Well.
What were you thinking, Holly, just now?
And see, this is why I wish you wouldn't have seen my face, because that was me in the process of telling myself, don't say anything. This is not your place. And nobody likes this person. And so I would have just shut it down and moved on. But you called me out.
I was like, what's wrong?
So here's what it is.
What happened?
So what happens is Scott said something about being amazing. Then Miguel said something about being amazing. But the point is somebody said amazing, which is fine. Like that. But it triggered me to remember that in previous podcasts, we're talking, especially the ones where we're talking about being enough for yourself. I think that was like who even knows when
gosh.
It was. So both of you do this thing where if you're being really dramatic and you like, you know, pull the word out, which is fine. I do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. But like you do it with the word enough, except you both say A instead of the E. So you both go, enough.
Enough.
I have to be enough. For myself. And every time I hear it, it like grates on me because I'm like, it's not enough. It's enough. But I don't know why they're saying enough. Enough. Even it would probably be better if you said enough, but it's like enough. And I'm like, no, but that's not how it's spelled. It's enough. You have to be enough for. So it bothers me every time I hear it. But I'm like, ain't nobody want you to be that bitch right now. Shut it down. And that all happened in my head. So
it is amazing to me the things that grate on our nerves. I literally would have never.
Is that another word?
That's where Miguel says literally.
I did.
All the time, even when it's not literally.
Even
when it's figuratively.
Literally mean.
Yeah.
Well, you have those phrases that
just
send
hits
you up the wall.
It just hits you weird.
Well, that's like, I hate.
Oh.
Hate.
Would you say abhor?
I abhor.
Ooh.
Who?
Whenever someone says, and blah, 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 in a story.
Oh.
I'm like.
Like literally blah, 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 blah?
They'll be like, so I was at dinner the other day, and then, blah, 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 the waiter came over, and I think to myself, clearly there was something in your mind that triggered the blah, blah, blah. So either don't say it at all.
Yeah.
Or say what happened, because as a storyteller in my mind, I'm like, what was the blah, blah, blah?
So you want to know.
I want to know. Like, or don't say it.
Right.
That is such a, straight guys, we don't really do the whole blah, 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 blah. We don't do the.
You don't say blah, blah, blah?
No. I was just thinking, I was like, that sounds like such a, like. I don't know, like a sassy
like a gay kind of
gay thing to do, yeah. Like a, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
I almost feel like you want someone to ask you what the blah, blah, blah is. That's why you say it.
Nah, well.
I said it once this week, and
I have
never said it, like, ever
you
before
haven't.
That.
I was surprised.
Because we know what happened in my head, and I don't remember what the story was now, but I was launching into one of those Holly stories that's too long with too many details that didn't matter. And I caught myself saying it. And like it's like my brain tripped over itself because my brain was like full steam ahead about to say details that didn't matter.
Right.
And so, but the one part of my brain that catches that shit, it was like, no. That was my like tripping reflex when I said, well, and blah, blah, blah. What I mean is this.
When you said it, I was sitting here in my seat and I was like, what?
Yeah, it was. It would have been so non. It was boring.
Well, the only reason why I know that is because Abe, my boyfriend, does that all the time.
Oh, see, I don't do. I hardly ever do it ever.
And he does. And I think when we first got together, I said something, and then I realized that that's just one of his phrases that he says. And so I was like, all right, this is my issue. I just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
It's a yada, yada. There was a whole Seinfeld episode about it.
Yada, yada, yada. Whenever he says it, I'm just like, what is the blah, blah, blah?
Maybe they realize they're doing you a favor.
Enough.
I am enough. No, you're not. You are enough. It's fine. I don't care. It's whatever.
Scott, is there anything that I do that just completely drives you up the wall? Either it's a friend for like.
Oh no! I'm just waiting for the question. That I'm gonna.
He's got a list.
You just look like you were ready to go. Like you were like, well, actually, I've got a bunch of grievances against you.
Finish the question.
Is there anything that I say or do that drives you up the wall like a blah, 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 or enough, enough?
There's nothing that's coming to my head that you say, but something you do, and this is with anybody.
Oh.
This is with anybody. And I believe it's because.
Let's fight.
No.
Let's fight.
No.
Okay.
Miguel, shut up and let him say what it is.
No, let's fight.
No, when Miguel eats. Like, and if, like, sometimes it's in the morning and it's like, I think it'd be any time, but if it's quiet and I hear someone chewing or going at it, like, I literally leave. Like, that's why I'll be like, you know what? It's a good time to go to the bathroom right now because I'm like, I can't do it. And I don't want to start building these, like, mean feelings or anything like it. Because my dad used to do it. Like, we would be at the kitchen table at dinner and he would just go to town on it. And I would, eventually I got old enough where I was like, Dad, you got to stop smacking. Please stop smacking. For the love of God, stop smacking.
Now, wait, hold on, because I pride myself on not being a smacker because my mom, Angela Jackson, there were two things about her. Mm-hmm. She didn't like smacking. Oh, no, there were three things.
There's probably more than three things.
I don't say if I thought of that.
There's probably a dictionary of things, so.
We'll get the book out later.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I came up with everything.
Yes.
No smacking. When you bit a chip, you had to put the entire chip in your mouth because if you took a bite of it, she'd be like, what are you doing? If you sucked a straw, and you know how, like, if you have a fast food, a little plastic cup, and you get to the bottom and there's that slurping sound, she would hate that. And so whenever you got to the end of your drink when you were little and it would be like the little high C orange at McDonald's, you'd have to do it real quietly so she wouldn't hear. So you'd be like...
Oh God.
And so because of that, I feel like I do a really good job of not smacking. Now I know when you bite into it sometimes.
That's the thing. Like I just pick up on it like very easily.
You
like,
must have even... that thing, the disorder.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I guess
there's a legit disorder. Because at first I was like, when I first heard that people were annoyed or like gonna rip their hair out with people chewing, I was like, get the fuck over it.
It, like, legit gets me angry. Like, and it's not that you're smacking. It's just that you're chewing, and I can hear it. And yeah. I'm like, ooh, you are getting that food. And I bet it's great, but I can't be here for
it. Yeah, there's a legit disorder, and there's a name for it, for people who cannot stand other people's chewing.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, look that up.
I thought it was just a pet peeve.
No, no, it's legit.
So how did your dad sound when he would chew?
It would almost be, like, the same thing, with a bit more like, okay, this is going to be, ooh. Like,
do you have anything over there?
I don't have anything to eat. I just ate. But I can't really do it. But he would just, when he ate, it would, oh, yeah. Yeah, so those things. I can't think of anything right now that you say or do. But I also don't know. Maybe it's not exactly what you say. I think there's moments where, like, you'll say something. I notice, like, I'll get annoyed, but I'm like, I think we talked about this a couple podcasts ago. But I don't think it's actually, like, annoyed at what you said. It's just what's happening around me. And so it's automatically getting pinpointed to, like, what just happened or what somebody just said. So I got to think more on that.
Oh, so just when you are in that annoyed state, which we're all quarantined up, yeah. And so I feel like that's happening a lot more.
Yes.
No, I absolutely feel that. Like, whenever I come home from work, because usually in all of our careers of doing radio, when I would come home, there would be nobody there. And so I could sit and just be quiet or whatever, because I'm just decompressing from everything that we go through. And now I feel bad because then, like, Dylan's there and he's working. So I try to be careful and tiptoe because he might be on a conference call. Now Abe, his painting business has sort of slowed down. And so he's at home. And I'm finding now that, because usually I get him at the end of the day, mm-hmm. when he's probably been outside painting or he's tired. And so usually I'm the one, by the time he gets home, I'm like, hey, how was your day? I'm cooking dinner. And he's like, hey. But now he's been in the house and he's like, hey, how was your day? What's going on? How was Holly? How's Maya? That video you posted was really cute of her. And I'm like, I can't. So yesterday I literally got upstairs. I sat down and I just like fell asleep.
Yeah.
I just fell asleep on the couch and everybody was there. And I was like, I'm sorry. I feel no guilt right now in this moment because I'm like, I can't. We wake up so early. I can't. Mm-mm. Holly, what do you have planned this weekend?
I got a text. Apparently.
Well, hold on. Where were you just now? Because you were like staring off just now when I said that, and you were just like, huh?
Oh, what were you just talking about? I'm sorry. I was listening, but you were talking about how you came home and took a nap.
Yes.
I was having a concurrent but parallel thought about what I do when I get home.
Oh, God.
Because, like, I looked over at your face, and you were staring off like you were looking at a bird outside the window, and you're like, yes?
Yeah, but I was thinking about how I was hearing what you were saying and listening, but I was also thinking about what my life looks like when I get home and whether I wanted to talk about that or whether it was even worth mentioning, like, how it goes for me. But then I decided, I was still, like, wrapping up those thoughts as you asked me what I was doing this weekend.
What is it like when you get home?
Chaos.
Wait, hold on. My favorite text of all from Holly in the past few months. Yesterday, we were trying out this new video stream thing. And I was like, because Scott was sleeping. And I was like, well, I'll wait till Scott gets up so we can test it out.
Yeah.
So then he got on. And then I was like, hey, Holly, can you get to your computer, message you this link? And then we were going back and forth about how to do it. And then Scott and I were just live talking to you and the Miguel and Holly fam on the Facebook
page. You're like doing it.
And then Holly said, like, why? Always everything at once. My mom's cable just went out at the same time you asked me to check the computer. And Maya's like, where's the waffles? I'm like, maybe God's testing me.
I did think that at that point.
I felt so bad. I was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm sure yours works.
There's only so many times that we can be like, oh, it's fine. Holly, don't worry about it. Because I'm like, no, shit, come on. So we have Wow for internet service.
Mm.
And there was a Wow truck that pulled up next to my house and was like fooling around with the box. I don't know. Some crazy nonsense happened down the street. So he was like fixing the box.
Fix my box.
So it was like right at dinner time. And Maya had just probably like 5 minutes prior to me getting the text originally was like, hey, I'm hungry. And I was like, okay, I'll get your dinner ready. And then I'm going to warm up my leftovers and we'll do that. And then you texted me when I walked into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, what's this? Why am I getting on the computer? This sounds like it could be a fun adventure. Yeah. She can wait 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, then I had to download, because you said do it on Safari or do it on Firefox or Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer's old, so I had to boot up.
Oh, God.
And then I had to, like, go to Firefox, which was old. And I was like, let me just download Chrome. So I'm downloading Chrome, and my mom comes down, and she was like, my cable's not working. I think he messed something up. Can you go ask him? And I was like, now I have 3 balls in the air. So I'm like, all right, hold on. So I go out the door. I'm like, excuse me. Are you what's going on with this cable? He assured me he'd be right back. So I come back, finish downloading Chrome, set up my account. Maya, where's my I'm hungry, Mom. Okay, cool. Can you just give me 2 seconds? Because I really just want to see if this thing works. Then my mom comes back down. I don't know. That my stuff is still not on. And I was like, okay, it's fine. Hold on, y'all, give me 2. That was when I texted you. Everything was, like, falling apart.
Oh, my gosh.
So I pulled a master-level engineering move.
Oh.
I ran upstairs. I unplugged the cable box, and I plugged it back in.
Oh.
It worked.
Of course.
Come back downstairs, figure out like the login. I wasn't using the right link. And then Maya's like, Mom, I want the waffles. And I'm like, yep, got them. So I pop the waffles in, and then I'm on the thing with you, and then I throw the rest of her dinner together, throw it in there, and I'm like, hey, we're live. So I did it.
Hi.
I think God was testing me. He was like, I see you complaining about everything I give you. You really want to complain? People have it worse. Deal.
I mean, they do, but that just feels like so much.
It's just I put out little fires all day. I think that's what it is.
Wow.
I mean, like, when you are at the end of your day, like, what goes through your mind when after your mom's asleep, you
when
put Maya
upstairs
to bed,
yeah.
and then you finally sit down?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like you've just been in a hurricane for, like, 4 hours?
Kind of, yeah. Mm. What I do lately is I get like a White Claw or something, mm-hmm. and then I that.
Yeah.
And I whatever other things that you might use to relax.
Ah.
And then I sit outside of my porch step and I play Candy Crush I give myself about 45 minutes. And it's the best 45 minutes because it's just me. Mm. I don't have to, like, deal with anybody else.
Right.
Just me. So that, like, all the tension kind of, like, leaves my body. And then I'm like, okay, now what do I got to do? I got to, like, reset the living room. Because I hate a messy living room.
Yeah.
When you come out in the morning and you're like, what is this shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I straighten up the living room. I straighten up the kitchen. And then I, like, any of random stuff that I have to do. And then I either, like, wash my face, shower, whatever the cleansing process is. And then sometimes if I'm a little woohoo, then I get a little snack.
Mm.
And then I call my person,
mm-hmm.
and we FaceTime. And then after that, I go to bed.
Mm. So at least you do get a moment.
I do. I definitely
when
do.
When do you watch, like, television?
That's
like,
what I'm telling you. I don't have time.
Ugh.
That's why I don't watch stuff. Like, the fact that I was even able to cram Tiger King in a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
that was a miracle. I was thinking about you, actually, because last night after I came in from outside, I sat on the couch to give myself another, like, 10 minutes of Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I had this whole conversation, Miguel being like, so you have to watch this show. And for example, we talked about, what is that one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon? Oh, The Morning Show.
The Morning Show, yeah, yeah.
The Morning Show. So I saw the first episode, and I thought to myself, Miguel saying you have to watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
But that means somehow finagling another hour into my day.
And what time is this by the time you finally come in from Candy Crush?
Okay, I don't do the Candy Crush every day, but let's say that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit fluctuating. My goal always is to get Maya asleep by 8 p.m.
Okay.
Sometimes she's not asleep until closer to 9, and that fucks everything up.
Oh,
so
God.
Just so you know,
God,
then
I don't
have me time.
Yeah.
If it's so, my goal is to get her asleep by 8, and then I'm out doing my thing, either outside or in the house with Candy Crush until a little bit before 9, because 9 is really the latest that I can call my person. And then we can have a discussion, and then I can get off the phone and then have, like, another 10 minutes to decompress totally and then fall asleep. So where am I supposed to put Jennifer Aniston?
You can't.
There's no time.
Ugh.
I don't have time for any shows, which is absurd because we're all quarantined and we have all this television to be watching, and I can't watch any of it. So it's like, that part hasn't changed, but it's okay. Like, I'll give up TV for everything else. Like, the Candy Crush, and so maybe you're asking, well, why don't you just watch the show between 8 and 9?
Well, but because everybody has a different way to decompress.
Yes.
Right.
And so for me, like, if I don't watch a show, at least one show, then I'm like, I feel lost. Like, I didn't get my dramatics, my escapism, my different reality to delve into for a little bit.
Got it. Now, see, if I were to be like, okay, the show is going to happen from 8 to 9, then it's like just one more thing that I have to do.
Mm.
And so for me, having, like, paying attention to a show and getting invested in it is more work.
Yeah. Mm.
So the thing that I like most about, like, you know, getting a beverage or a whatever,
mm-hmm.
And sitting out and, like, playing my game is it puts my mind in a totally, it like lets my mind stop for a minute.
Mm.
And I'm just like trying to do candy.
Right.
And so I'm just, it's very soothing.
Oh. Scott, what's your nightly routine?
My nightly routine is I love to read. Like, I used to be, like, a non-reader. I hated reading. I don't really watch television anymore. Like, I like to just, like, even right now, I was just thinking, I was like, ooh, what am I going to do today? And I, like, got excited because I'm like, I just want to sit and I just want to read. And I usually read. I'm huge. Right now, my brain, like, is just always functioning on what I could do next to kind of get to my next step in life. And I finally, right now, allowing myself to take a step back. Because usually what I like to read, like, nonfiction, biographical, like, whatever, just to kind of see how people got to be successful. And I like to see, like, do this, do this, do this. And I love that. And I was reading a ton of books like that recently, though. I was just like, you know what? We're in quarantine. I can't really do much of more than what I'm doing right now. Let me take a step out of reality. And so that's why I started the whole Harry Potter series, because I wanted to do a fiction book for once. And, like, right now, like, I am loving it. So that's, like, me tonight. Like, I'm going to be reading, like, big time. And I am pumped. Because I just want to sit for hours. And I just want to engulf
that's,
the book.
That's an escape, too, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that,
you go
me.
Into that world.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I'm so excited. Because even, like this morning, I was like, ooh, okay. Because usually I journal in the morning. And I was like, ooh, maybe I could read. But I decided to journal. But, like, after the show and everything, I'm excited to go sit up in my room, probably make some tea, and I'm going to read. And I'm going to work out. Like, that's usually, like, my thing. It's like, I'm going to read. I'm going to work out. I might, like, I'm trying to start blogging now or podcasting. Do that. And I'm going to read some.
Oh, what are you blogging about?
You know, just, again, it's one of those things where I'm just trying to get a little step close to, like, one of my goals in life is to be, like, a speaker, a motivational speaker, or, you know, eventually TV, radio, all those things. And so I want to have my own content. So what I'm pretty much blogging about right now is just things that I tell myself on how I'm navigating. Like, my last one was, like, when's the best time to start? You know, like, that was kind of the topic of it. And I kind of mostly just short little things about, like, for me, there is no best time to start. You're never going to feel one day to be like, oh, my goodness.
When you say start what? Like your
any
journey?
Any new adventure.
On,
and, like, I did that on purpose because it was me starting my blog. Like, there's no right time where it's going to be like, oh, let's do this now because everything's lined up perfectly.
Right.
It's like, okay, you're going to see an opportunity and you can either take it or not. And I kind of use the example when I got this job over at the radio station when it was just one day randomly in class, this job popped up. Our professor was like, hey, if you want to get, you know, into a hiring event with Cox Media Group, email this. I was like, oh, well, got nothing else. Let me shoot an email. And it's like, my goal was still to go into radio, but I didn't know how I was going to do it or what it was going to look like. So I just shot an email. Next thing you know, that's another step. And I walked in the interview. I got the job. That was another step. And so there's no right time to start. It's just you have to start. And I wrote that mainly what I want to focus on myself is these are, I don't want to be like somebody that's going to preach at people right now. Because my goal, like I just said, is to be a motivational speaker. But you have to have credibility behind you. And so for my stuff that I'm putting out, it's what I say to myself. It's what I use to pump myself up in the morning. Hopefully other people could grasp something from that. Mm. So it's like I'm motivating, but to myself. And hopefully you could take these lessons that I'm writing or speaking about and use them in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get more into that. Mainly, I want to become more comfortable putting out my own content. Because, and I think about this, I think I'm going to start being more open about it. It's every time either I post or I put a video out, there's always that moment of like, oh, is this good enough? Or is this, like, yeah, is it good enough to be appreciated by the people? And so when I put out work like this, I was about to post my blog on my Facebook, and I was like, I had those second thoughts of, ooh, like, I don't really like my writing style. I don't think it's great. I'm not great with grammar and all that. And I knew, like, the grammar Nazis out there would come.
Holly?
And,
what?
It's not, and that's, but I wanted.
I would be happy to proofread.
Oh, but it was more so the thing of, like, even if it's out there, like, the people that really want to take something away from it will, but I want to get more comfortable with just putting work out there. And that's the, one of the main reasons why I haven't started, like, really diving into my own podcast that's pretty much around the same thing of motivational topics and things I do in my life. Because in my head, I keep telling myself over and over, like, it's like, you don't have the credibility behind you, or, like, it's not going to be good enough yet, so just wait until it feels good enough. That's why I'm starting it now, because I'm like, there's never going to be a right time to start. So you might as well get good at just practicing doing it and putting it out and getting comfortable putting it out. And that's why we talked about it a couple weeks ago, like, just putting stuff on my Instagram, just putting it out and not caring. And it's actually going really well when you just don't care.
Yeah.
When you just post stuff because it makes you happy.
Yeah.
It's way more freeing to just have it. And it's such a weird feeling right now because I'm battling that with my own social media. Because, like we talked about a couple months ago, it's like when I first got Instagram, you posted your highlights. Like, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know to just post freely until I got into radio when I was like, people just want to see what's up.
Yeah.
Just post. Have fun with it. I'm still learning that.
Listen, half of the stuff that we do on this show, there's always a sense of, I don't know. I don't know.
But I think that's how it has to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because I remember when we first got this job and our first boss here, they were like, all right, you got to put your content or your topics into different buckets. Is this A-level content, B-level content, C-level content? And when he said that, I was like, well, girl, everything I think of is probably C-level. So
I know.
I don't know what the hell you talk about because I'm just trying my best. And the first couple years we did this show, I would leave so much on the cutting room floor because I was like, that's not A-level, that's not A-level.
But here's the thing, how do you know what's going to be A-level until you do it?
It's
nothing that is A-level.
It's so subjective.
It is absolutely subjective. And it sucks because sometimes something that starts as a C or a B-level could get to an A. You would never know it if it's always being pushed off.
Right.
And so it's like that's the wrong way to approach it. And I just happen to think about Tom Brady, new quarterback for the Buccaneers, by the way.
Hey!
Didn't in 2000 he enter the draft at like pick 199 or something?
Yeah.
And like all these teams passed on him because they're like, ooh, that's not A level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He's like the greatest quarterback of all time now.
Right.
Because he was given the chance to grow. Yeah. So fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck A and B and C content. Get your buckets out of here.
Yeah, fuck off, bitch.
They're not all home runs, okay? Right. They're not all home runs. And no baseball player only does home runs because base hits count too.
Well, this is what I sort of the philosophy that I go by now with what we do is the intention of everything that we do is through the filter of trying to make you feel something, whether it's laughing, whether it is emotional, or we want to really connect, or we want to sort of spill our guts. And to me, if it ends up being like a C level and it's not that funny or it's not that whatever it is, then we can make it that. We can take that and still make something out of it because we're just living in our honest truth.
Right.
And that's the best that you can do because who the fuck knows? I mean, look at how many movies that like you'll see from back in the day that nobody liked. And then all of a sudden, a new crop of people find it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this movie was amazing. I bet everyone loved it. And then everyone from back in the day was like, it really wasn't that great.
Right.
It just spoke to different people. And this is what entertainment is.
Yes, you're always taking a chance. And I hate the people in this industry who are like, everything has to be A-plus level.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what's A-plus level?
Right.
What is that? What does that mean exactly? Stop trying to make a science out of art. Yes, radio is a mix of science and art, but not in the way that some people take that to mean.
No, it's not like a formula that you have to go by. Like I have to always give it a test of, you know, is this relatable? Is this something that I would feel comfortable telling in a group of people, you know, at a party and would people be interested?
Yeah.
But outside of that, I'm like, girl, come on, let's talk about it.
Right.
Let's talk about the fact that I don't know, something.
Whatever.
I don't know, something.
What do you do?
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
We're done.
Okay.
All right. Happy Friday.
Wow. That's good.
I don't know. I feel like whenever we get on our high horses like that, I never know how to transition off of the high horse.
Yeah, because that high horse is difficult to get down from.
I started from my nightly routine.
That's right.
I read at night. That's what I do.
But you are going to so enjoy the read. I'm jealous of you, and I think that's what people are reacting to you reading Harry Potter. There is something about that first dive in it's literally magical. So I'm just jealous that you get to experience it for the first time. But I know that you'll enjoy it regardless.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's cool though, because my girlfriend also started reading it, Mary.
Oh,
she started reading the Harry Potter series. And so I'm like, hopefully she stays with it. Because I want something that we could, like, do together. Because we always get off on shows. And I'm like, if we could do this, that would be cool.
Oh, y'all can have, like, naked Harry Potter readings together on FaceTime.
I was going to say something about my wand, but...
Oh! Wingardium Leviosa!
Don't you besmirch Harry Potter.
Expecto Patronum!
Oh, my God. Oh, God. No.
How many holly feathers do you have in your wand, Scott?
Wow. I saw, like, we're talking about the wand size. Now, this is I guess if you don't know Harry Potter, but it was like a 13 and a half inch wand.
Yes, made of holly, by the way. Yeah. Dragon heartstring.
Yes, how big's your wand, Scott?
I hate you guys.
Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All of the places
all
you
the
can
things.
Find me on there.
Just Google. Huh?
I think I just ran out of gas. My body did.
I know. I'm my focus is gone. This week has been very long.
I'm done. Okay. Guys,
catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.